This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Saturday morning. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman producing the Outdoor Show. This morning is Jace, our sponsors today. Bronze Roofing, Angler U, the Belleville Meat Market, and Boyd's One Stop. All right. 84 down on the island this morning in Galveston. It looks like a mix of clouds and sun during the morning. They'll all give way to cloudy skies this afternoon. A stray shower or thunderstorm is possible with a high of 87. Southeast winds 10 to 15. Tonight, rain chances go up a little bit. Partial cloudiness early with scattered showers and thunderstorms overnight. Low of 77. Northeast winds 10 to 15. That rain chance about 50%. And then for tomorrow, cloudy skies early. Partly cloudy in the afternoon with a stray shower or thunderstorm. And a high of 82. Winds northeast 10 to 20. Looks like that rain chance tomorrow is going to be about 20, maybe 30%. So all this good rain they were claiming we were going to receive, well, don't hold your breath. Anyway, all right, tides for today. These are Galveston Channel tide predictions, and we have four of them. We have a high coming up at 5:34 a.m. It's a 1.5 coming off an 0.2 last night, and then we have a low at 10:18 a.m., a 1.1, and then a high at 3:53 p.m., a 1.6, and then a low at 10:49 p.m., it's an 0.4. 7 o'clock even a.m. is sunrise, 7:34 p.m. sunset, moon phase, 98%. Our full moon will be tomorrow night. Or actually, we're 94%, excuse me. Tomorrow night is 98, then Monday night, 99%. So, all right, current conditions right now, looking around, the buoy offshore, still no wind speeds. I don't know if something's happened to that buoy, but water temp out there is 86.7. That's cooling down a little bit. Waves are 2.3 feet with a period of 4 seconds. Eagle Point, it's a south wind at 11 to 14. It's 82 degrees with 86 degree water. Morgan's Point, 82.9 degrees with 86 degree water and a south wind at 6 to 9 miles per hour. So that's where we're at. All right, we have phones and everything today. We're looking good, Jace. Well, let's roll on over to Sabine and check in with our good friend, Captain Bill Watkins. Check his pulse this morning. Good morning, Bill. What's up?
Well, I went fishing yesterday on a scouting trip.
Good for you.
And, man, yeah, actually survived it. Stayed out there a little bit too long. I mean, we stayed at 235 because we weren't catching very much.
Well, it
and
happens.
Then, yeah, I mean, the lower channel is empty of fish. Little small trout.
Yeah, you know what that means.
The water was beautiful.
Right.
So I started moving up the lake, up the lake, up the lake. And got into some nice redfish, which I haven't seen for a long time. I mean, keeper reds.
Yeah, I've been hearing, you know, little sporadic, got lucky and just ran across a pod, you know, out in the middle of nowhere, just, you know, on top. And then next day, nothing.
Well, these were starting to haunt the shorelines.
Well, that's good. So that's what's happening over here, too. A lot of our slots are moving shallow. Good deal.
Yep, and I'm sure the trout are going to backfill, but I did find a whole lot of seagulls sitting on the water and terns, too.
Uh-huh.
And I know where they are now.
Well, good.
I just missed the bite. So this morning, I'm gonna whack them and stack them. I spent too long trying to explore the channel and kept thinking I'd run into fish. You know, we were real meticulous about how we approached
sure.
it. And
well, now you know you don't have to waste your time down there anymore. You can go straight to the jugular vein now.
No. Oh, and I caught some of the deepest trout on deep shell that I've ever caught. 23.5 feet.
Come on.
Right on the bottom.
Good Lord.
Took forever to get that jig down there, so we went to a half ounce and a 3/8.
Man, you almost have to vent those trout when you throw them back.
That ain't no joke.
I've never caught a trout that deep before. I think I've caught some, you know, on the short rigs out there by you, you know, when we used to run out there in the summer sometimes. I've caught some in 19 feet of water, but never 23, something like that. That's deep.
23.5 feet.
That's crazy,
I
man.
I couldn't even believe it. Yeah.
Well, it's probably deeper than that. Add a foot to your boat for the transducer. Boat sitting in the water.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, add
That'd
a foot.
Be
24. That's almost 25 feet, man.
That's it. You got it.
Lord have mercy.
I didn't think about that till you said it.
Boy, you'd have to get down quick. You'd have to have double rig gumballs, 3/8. Golly.
I had him a half ounce. It was up on the dash, and I stuck on a 3/8. And it was a 3/8 K wiggler head and screw lock.
Use amberjack jigs to catch them.
Yeah. That's where we caught the trout. The trout
Crazy.
We caught, that's where we caught.
That's
and,
nuts.
And lost a couple. Bringing them up from that deep was strange.
Yeah.
But that's where they were.
Probably when and, they get, by the time they get to the top, they're going in a circle while you're fighting them straight up, man.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, it is. But I saw a
How'd you find
junk?
Those fish on a sonar?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
marked
and,
them first.
There's a hump out there. It's kind of a pointed
mm-hmm.
underwater hump. It's 15.3 feet. And they were in front of that, dead down on the bottom. And the reason Great. I think they were on the bottom was there's swarms of ladyfish. Pretty good size ladyfish.
Mm-hmm.
And if you had to not move that bait and let it fall through those ladyfish, and the ladyfish would be picking it up, carrying it. And, you know, if you didn't hook one, it would finally get to the bottom.
Right.
And that's where the trout were. And there were some reds down there, too. It's strange. Strange fishing.
Yeah.
That might be...
Well, it's slowly getting better every year for us, so that's, you know, that's a good sign. Starting to come
no,
back.
No, I think we're figuring out new ways to catch them.
Well, and you know nobody's ever tapped on those fish. They may, you know...
No.
They could live there forever and never be pressured. Plus, you can run
yeah,
a
sure.
boat over them wide open. It won't even bother them in that deep of water.
Nah. And the water was pretty and clear. You could see down 3 feet.
Dang.
So, yeah, it was, you know, it's kind of a sandy green
color. What color did you use in that depth of water?
We used a, no secret, white with sparkles.
Oh, God,
and a
that's
yellow
shocking.
tail.
Shocking. Imagine that.
Yeah. Yeah, the Little John was the bait of choice for that one.
Well, yeah, plus they sink so fast, too. You know, you can get them down quick.
Yeah, they would get down there without much damage from the ladyfish. And but they literally would chew your line up so bad that
right.
If you wasn't careful, you'd have a break-off on a redfish. You know, we caught hooked several reds that we just couldn't get in the boat because the ladyfish had chewed our lines up so much.
That's nuts.
Yeah, it's nuts.
Man, there's so many of them this year. It's like where did they all come from? Just all of a sudden, kaboom.
Yep, they showed up and they were smallish and then they grew. Over a couple of months' time, they got pretty good size.
You know, I wonder if the bigger ones, you know, spawn early in our upper reaches, and then all the ones we're catching now are the spawn. I don't know how fast they grow or any of that. I don't know anything about them other than they're a nuisance.
But they help you find fish.
They do. They're going to be where the bait's at. That's without a doubt.
Yes,
they're piranhas, man.
Because they never quit eating. And I think that they come out of the upper reaches and move down the lake feeding.
Yeah, they follow the shrimp and shad crop and then just feed their way to the Gulf, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, they're gathering down there in the channel and in the lower lake, and they're fixing to go. There won't be very many of them left by the 1st of October. It pretty well happens this way every year, but they're quite small when they're up in the upper end of the lake. And it seems like that they're spawned in the winter and roll in on the tides, and somehow or another, or maybe in May, but they eat constantly. I hadn't researched them much, but I just know what I see.
I'm doing it right now while we're talking. I just typed in growth rate of ladyfish. Naturally, it's all going to be in millimeters.
Yeah. Or maybe they might be called a 10-pounder.
This is according to a Florida study. Let me look here.
They'd probably be about the same here.
The ones that grow in captivity grow faster. And why would they be in captivity?
I have no idea who would raise those.
But they range from, they grow about 1.3 millimeters per day.
There you go.
Whereas captive reared ladyfish grew between 60 to 70,000 millimeters. Six to 7 millimeters per day.
Well, they just continuously grow and eat and grow and eat, eat, grow, eat, grow.
Yeah.
And maybe they're one of the fastest growing fish out there.
They're nasty.
Yes, they are. They'll send blood all over your boat and snot.
Tackle testers. Especially when they get big. Jeez.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, them three-footers.
Yeah.
Oh, they'll do cartwheels across your boat in the air.
I'll tell you what's dangerous, catching those big ones on top waters when you're wade fishing.
Oh, Lord, yeah.
Oh, they'll jump in your face, man. You got to watch out. I'll just make sure I wear them down really good before I even get them up close to me and try to... The only thing I use my bogus for on those is knock their head in. Knock them off the hooks. They're nasty.
Oh, shoot.
But that's bait.
Well, I try to catch.
Bull reds.
We hook them.
Sharks and everything else love eating them.
Figure
that out or not. Let me do this break, Bill. I'll be right back at you.
Okay, buddy.
All right. Bronze Roofing. You know, folks, Bronze Roofing's been in business 38 years. They specialize in new roofs and repairs with free estimates. And best part, they're open 7 days a week. You can call anytime. You can get seen the same day for quick service. And everybody enjoys that. Each roof comes with a 15-year warranty, and Bronze works with your insurance company. And, you know, that helps you. They guide their customers through the process. That's a big help for a lot of people dealing with insurance companies. And easy to find. Just visit bronzeroofing.com. That's bronzeroofing.com. Or you can call them at 713-645-0505, 713-645-0505. That's Bronze Roofing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Ah, DSW, Earthplace of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
All right, welcome back to the Outdoor Show. 418 here in the Bayou City. All right, Bill, we're back.
All right, I'm here with you.
I was trying to read up on this ladyfish stuff during the break. They have a specialized leptocephalic... I can't even pronounce these words. I'm not a biologist. Leptocephalus larval stage, which is uncommon to fish. Most fish do not go through a metamorphosis stage while or after hatching. Approximately 800 species have this larval stage, but most are eels. That ought to explain it. Now, tarpon and bonefish are the only other economically and socially valuable fish that have a leptocephalus larval stage. Tarpon and bonefish support valuable fisheries in the United States. Yeah, we know that. But
well, they're like tarpon then,
yes.
And bonefish.
Right.
Okay.
All right.
That's what makes them so nutty.
I guess so. Psycho fish, man.
Psycho fish. That's exactly right. Oh, it sucks. Well, everything you wanted to know about ladyfish.
Yeah, that's about as far as I'm going to go on this one. I'm not.
I think that's
not real fond of them.
No, I'm not either.
Good bull red bait and, you know, cut bait for other species. They make good bait because they're, I guess, their smell and oil in the skin are what have you. But
I have
running my crab traps this fall with some of them. I better get out there and go to catching them and stocking up on them.
I have mastered the art of finding trout within ladyfish schools.
Yeah. You know, Sabine's always been like that. You're able to, it's just different over there. Those trout will kind of separate where you can catch them and not have to deal with as many ladyfish on those bait schools over there.
Yeah, but a lot of times they'll be on humps under the ladyfish.
Right.
The ladyfish will be feeding on top and going crazy. And, you know, when we pulled up to that little point under the water there yesterday, there was not a sign on the water. Nothing was happening. And the first drop, it was like, oh, my goodness. There were swarms of them.
Yeah.
I could see them on the depth finder. They look strange. Because they're always moving.
Mm-hmm.
They make a kind of a layer instead of individual boomerangs.
Right.
It's crazy. Yeah, but I figured out how to find trout under them. Mm. And usually you had fish on the bottom, wherever that bottom is, you know, 10 feet, 8 feet. You get it down on the bottom, and those trout will be down there under them. And I think they're just dropping crippled bait fish to them is what they're doing. And that gives those trout something, a feeding opportunity, as it were.
Picking up the scraps.
Yeah, but sometimes there's such a huge area of them, it's hard to figure it out. But yesterday it took me a little while because I didn't really believe those fish would be 23.5 feet down.
Right.
But there they were. First one I caught jumped off because I didn't realize it was a trout. And from there on, there you have it.
Then you figured it out, sure.
Yep.
That'd be hard to white fish that spot.
No. You'd be going to thebottom.com.
Yeah, next week I'll talk to you. Oh, we got them shallow this week, Mick. They were only in 12 feet of water.
You know, that was strange, but I've caught them on that hunt before. So it's not a surprise, really. It comes up real sharp from 24 feet up to 15.3.
Mm-hmm.
And that's hard shell. Real hard
that
shell.
That makes it even better.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I haven't hooked one yet, but I think there's some live oysters down there.
Most likely.
Yeah, I would
figure. Fish like live shell.
Yes, they do. Well, yeah, it was white was the best color or any form thereof.
Yeah.
And Little John was the toughest bait I could find, and it sinks better. So that was, they would hit anything, but that was the bait of choice.
Well, it's more durable. You can get more bang for your buck out of it.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm trying to remember how, I think I went 4 days in a row one time. And I was catching a lot of trout on them, and without having to change out a Little John, I fished with the same one for 4 days.
I never have been able to make that happen, but it winds up that it looks like Velcro at the end.
Oh, it's just like powdered sugar all over it, just millions of little holes in it everywhere, and it's real frosty looking, especially if it's a dark color, you know, you can see it just, more defined.
Oh shoot, yeah. And then we went to, after we got back in the shallow water and started hunting redfish, and I caught a couple of trout, but they were not quite long enough.
Yeah.
But they, and you know, those K-wigglers would work, in the shallower water. They were the better choice. So, you know, it's just, you just kind of follow your nose on that stuff. But again, it was the same colors that worked. I've been on white all year.
Yeah,
white or glow.
Yeah, you.
Yeah.
Well, Hillman's been on that chartreuse ice color, you know, that glittered chartreuse all year, too.
Oh, yeah, I threw that for a couple of days. That's been good, too.
Imagine me, I've been kind of hung up on purple for whatever reason.
No wonder.
You know.
And it works.
It works.
Yeah, shoot, yeah. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. The purple with the white tail, and then they actually make it now. Purple Demon.
And the good color purple? Because I know the other purple you get that's that comes with a white tail, it's just got a different, it's not deep purple like the ones that I dip, but I hadn't ordered any in a while, so I wouldn't know. They may already be dipping them. They need to. It'd save me a lot of time and trouble.
It sure would. How much of the tail do you dip?
I don't know. Maybe a quarter inch of it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's... Yeah, the last ones I got were deep purple with a white tail.
Oh, well, that's good.
Not that other color you're talking about.
Yeah, that other color just... Man, it never did turn me on. I mean, we caught fish on them, but that really deep purple, you know, with the blue glitter in it and stuff, it just...
Yep.
Man, it was more of a confidence thing, I think, than anything else.
Oh, yeah. We're wired in our brain to stick with what works.
Fishermen are the biggest suckers in the world, and I'm one of them when it comes to, you know, just being hung up. Well, you know, everybody goes, what bait do you throw? I said, well, which one do you have the most confidence in? What do you have caught your most fish in? I said, well, throw that. We'll all throw something different, and we'll figure it out. And everybody ends up pretty much sticking with the same color that they started out with because everybody's catching them. You know?
Yeah.
And there's situations. I think where color and all that come into play is when, you know, in the surf, you know, when it gets real clear.
Yeah.
I remember days fishing with mirror lures in the surf where if you had one that didn't have clear eyes, you know, all your baits had red eyes, but there's one guy with the same color bait, but it's got the clear eyes. He was catching them. So,
yeah.
It sounded good, but I've seen weird stuff like that happen in the surf. One guy just, and you, those, all those fish are swimming the same gut that we're all throwing in. They're just coming by, moving through. So who knows?
And I think the subtleties of the way the man's working the bait might have more to do with it than the color.
Well, it might
all
be more the Indian instead of the arrow, you know?
That's a good way to put it.
That's it. I've heard that for years from old timers, and even some of the new timers use that expression.
Yeah. We use a lot of old sayings, don't we?
Yeah, the loose nut behind the steering wheel.
That's right. Brick shy of a full load.
That's it. Oh, well.
I think we got some people in Congress that are just like that.
Oh, gosh. Here we go. Don't get me started. All right, man. Well, look, Bill, I'm glad you got out and caught you some fish and some deep water fish. But if somebody wants to come over and fish with you and learn how to do that, give them some info how they can reach you and come on over. Hook up.
Call me at 409-673-9211 or Fish Sabine Lake on the web.
All right, buddy. Well, Bill, you have a good weekend. Catch him up.
Yep, I'm going to go today, and we'll see what happens.
Rip him. All right, buddy.
Thanks, sir.
Later. All right. That's Captain Bill Watkins over at Sabine. Well, you know, folks, AnglerU is committed to steadily expanding their library of videos. They cover every topic under the sun when it comes to fishing. They have weekly fishing reports from up and down the coast by the best guides and tournament anglers. They have decades of experience, and they're steadily expanding their library of videos to cover all topics. They're archived. That way you can see patterns over time. Their educational videos with instructional topics covering all aspects of saltwater fishing for speckled trout, redfish, flounder, and tarpon. Whether you're boat fishing, wade fishing, or kayaking, go to anglerU.com. You can become a member today and receive great discounts from their partner retailers like Fishing Tackle Unlimited, Anglers Anonymous, and Waterloo Rod. Save a ton of money. Go to anglerU.com. That's anglerU.com and improve your fishing skills. It's a game changer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. 435 here in the Bayou City. Let's run up to Lake Conroe now and let's check in with the fish dude, Richard Tosh. Hey, Richard, what's up, man?
Not a lot, Mickey. How you doing this morning?
Couldn't be better.
Good deal. Good deal. I'll tell you what, it's amazing the difference in the days here lately. Yesterday, the wind was blowing out of the south pretty good. Today, it ain't hardly blowing at all. Day before, it wasn't blowing at all. It's like, good night, but that's all right. We found a bunch of dang old catfish yesterday anyway. So, yeah. them rascals are still doing good.
Yeah, when it starts cooling down, that water starts dropping, they'll go to snapping real good again.
Now, I guarantee you, I'm hoping that we're going to try them hybrids a little bit this morning. I ain't going to give them too long, but we're going to give them a shot and see what they want to do. If they don't want to act right, we're just going to jump on some catfish after that, because ain't no sense in backing down. When they're biting that good, we might as well keep on trucking with them. I mean, we had 75 yesterday by about 10:30, so it wasn't too bad. And that's just the keepers that we kept. We end up probably having at least 30 to 40 short rascals that just, mm-hmm. They just wouldn't make the cut. So, but that's all right. We're catching a fistful of them dang things. So, like I say, hopefully I can get them hybrids back right this morning. But, man, I'll tell you what, with this no wind stuff, it's not gonna help anything at all, I promise you. Because them rascals, they definitely like a little bit of wind, even though it's, you know, it's kind of off season.
I think later in the morning you'll probably get a pretty good breeze up there.
I hope so. I mean, it just, you know, like yesterday, it's probably a good 10-mile-an-hour wind, maybe a little bit more out of the south. And it was, you know, we started off in one little old spot, kind of out of the wind, and I was thinking, well, you know, give these guys a chance to kind of get in tune with what's going on, because it takes a little while to kind of get the gist of how to catch those catfish, even though, you know, they're fairly easy. It just takes a little while for everybody to get the hang of them, because, you know, the way I do it, I've got me like a number six or number eight treble hook, and I'll take and put me a couple of quarter ounce weights on top of it, and drop them down straight to the bottom, hit the bottom. You know, a lot of people say, oh, when you get to the bottom, you reel up. Nope, not me. I leave that rascal sitting flat on the bottom until I get a bite. When I get a bite, then I'll raise it up about an inch off the bottom. And when you get a bite, you know, a lot of people tend to think catfish hit it real hard. The way I fish for them with this stink bait and stuff, they don't hit it hard at all. I mean, they just, you'll feel a little slight bump in it. And when you feel that little bump, you want to just kind of gently raise your rod tip up. That way you can see it. Once you feel the bite, typically I pay more attention to the rod tip. I'm looking at it. If it starts to bend a little bit, whenever I raise up, I'm going to try to jerk their dang old head off. But if it, you know, if that rascal just, you know, and that's the key to it. A lot of people think they're going to feel the bite the whole time. It's a visual and a feeling thing. You know, like I say, it's initially I'm waiting to feel it. You know, I'll feel it, feel that little bump on there. And then just after that, just kind of gently raise up. And as you're raising up, you're waiting on that rod tip to bend just a little bit. And the reason for that is because, like, the way I explain it now, whether it works this way or not, it doesn't matter. It's just the way I explain it, and people kind of get it. Is with a catfish, he's kind of cruising around. He uses whiskers, his feelers, and trying to line things up. So when you're feeling him bumping it, he's tapping that line, that hook with the whiskers, trying to line it up for his mouth. So as you raise up and you see your rod tip bend, they actually get it in their mouth when it bends. So that's when they actually have it. When you feel those taps, that you can't catch them when they do that, because they're just trying to line it up for their mouth. So every time you jerk on that thing, you're jerking at air, because there's just nothing there.
You know, that makes so much sense, because look at a catfish. They got tiny eyeballs, man.
Yes. Yeah, they don't have big eyes.
I don't think they can see very good.
Nope. And, I mean, they just, like I say, I think that's what they do more than anything, especially with this stink bait. You know, they're trying to line it up for their mouth, and then as they get it lined up, they'll start sucking on it. And when they do, that rod tip you'll see your rod tip just kind of load up a little bit. Sometimes they'll pull on it pretty hard. Most of the time, you're just barely going to see it bend. And when you see it bend, you need to jerk like heck. And then other times, they'll bump it, and all of a sudden, they knock slack in your line. They knock that slack in your line, they're actually swimming up with it. So
yeah, you need to pick it up and come towards you.
That's it. You got to jerk. You just got to jerk to catch up to them. That's the main thing, you know. And it's a different style of fishing. And I tell people a lot of times, you know, years ago, I'd come out when I knew I was going to have a bass tournament where I was going to worm fish a lot. I would come out and go catfishing just to increase my sensitivity to what's
happening.
Get that
feel and touch, that finesse.
Yes, exactly. Because if it's a light bite on a worm, I mean, you come out and go do this catfish stuff, you'll start to kind of get the feel for it, and you say, well, dang it. You know, them knuckleheads are just barely licking on it, and you just pick up a little bit, and you'll feel that resistance. When you feel that resistance, that's when you jerk.
That's why I love worm fishing. There's nothing better than that tap on that worm, and then you watch that line tighten up and start moving. You better the hook. Get on him.
Yes, sir. I love it. I mean, yeah, ain't no doubt about it. That and them dang old jigs. Them jigs, I love jig fishing. You know, the thing about a jig is, you know, when I first started trying to jig fish for bass, I was over on the Trinity River flipping log jams. And I'd go over there and I'd flip a jig and a log jam a little bit. And I'd say, foot on this. I'd put me a worm on, and I'd catch a fish just about every time.
Right.
And it's like, you know, it's hard to break those old habits, because worm you could catch a dang fish on pretty easy, you know. But a jig, it's targeting more of the bigger fish. So I'd take and finally, I'd flip a jig in there about 5-10 minutes, and I say, that's enough. I ain't had a bite. Put a worm on there. Within the first 5 or 10 drops in there, I'd catch me a fish. And finally, one day, I just said, that's enough. I'm going to learn to jig fish. I took every bait out of the boat, put five jigs on five rods, and that's all I had in the boat for tackle. And I went out there and I learned how to do it. I mean, that's sometimes you just get those things that you don't have the patience with. You know, I know a lot of people tend to want to do that with crankbaits. They just don't have patience throwing a crankbait. They'll throw it four or five times, and then after that, it's like, you know, I can't catch nothing on it. Well, you just got to keep on chunking it. You know, that's the main thing. Get it in your head. That's what I'm going to do. That's how I'm going to catch them. And you figure it out after that. And that's, you know, that's another thing I used to do, especially bass fishing, is there'd always be one bait that I just absolutely didn't want to throw at all, ever. And every year I would take and find that particular bait that I just didn't want to throw, and I would throw it till I perfected it, you know. And after you perfect it, it's like, okay, well, it's not that bad. You know, like a drop shot, for example. I couldn't make myself throw a drop shot. I thought, man, that is just the weirdest style of fishing there is. And that's
it
like
is, a, but it's like, you know, when we were kids, grew up fishing, you know, here in the salt water, we had those single and double drop leaders, basically a drop shot. We put our shrimp on, you know.
That's exactly right. We used to crappie fish with those crappie rigs that have a double rig on there and have that T wire on there. And we'd fish with those things all the dang time. Uh-huh. And it's like, you know, it's almost the same dang thing. And it's like, okay, well, I mean, it worked, you know, it's just, I just had a hard time making myself do it. It's kind of like a Chapo or a Whopper Flopper, those goofy baits. I thought that is the dumbest sound I've ever heard in my life. There's no way a fish will hit it. Finally, I found one hung up in a tree, and I pulled it out and started chunking it, and I caught fish on it. It's like, okay, I got to get me some of them. So, it's just weird how certain baits, I'd get a mental block, and I just won't throw it. That's like a chatterbait for a long time, a chatterbait or a bladed jig. I mean, I thought, man, these things, I know they'll catch fish. I just don't have the patience with them, kind of like that jig. And finally, it was one of my baits over a year's time. I figured out, you know, this is how you can work it. You can work it different ways. Either work it like a jig where it's flat on the bottom and you jerk it every once in a while, or you can swim it along. You can chunk it under docks. You can do, I mean, there's so many different things with it. It's unreal. That's like dock fishing. You know, a lot of times, especially this time of year, you know, when it gets hot and stuff, these fish over here tend to want to go to these deeper docks, and you can get around those rascals with a little square bill crankbait and wear them out. I mean,
yeah.
And most people won't even chunk a square bill around the dock, but if you can get it under them, I guarantee you there's some fish that'll eat them rascals. And it's just, you know, it's a bait that they don't see very often under the docks, you know, because everybody's throwing like a jig or a worm or a chatterbait, some kind of bait they can skip under there pretty easy. But you take a square bill or something like that where it's got multiple hooks on it, and you try to flip it underneath these docks, you know, it takes a lot of practice. But once you get it figured out, man, it's amazing how many fish you can catch under there. So it's, you know, it's just try everything. And if you don't have the confidence in it, just keep trying it just because, you know, that's the hardest part, is just keeping on, you know, cause I get these people, especially when I'm bass fishing, they'll get in the boat and they'll sit down and they'll retie every 5 minutes. They'll put a different bait on. And it's like, you know, just get the confidence in it, sit down and chunk it. You will catch fish on it. Cause like me, I'll sit down in the boat. If I got it in my head that they're going to hit shad assassin, for example, I won't tie nothing else on. That's all I'll throw all day long. And I'll sit there and I'll catch fish on it, and they'll ask me, what are you catching on? Well, same old bait I started out with. You know,
yeah,
it's
I'm ready for fall. I want to start catching fish on hard baits, man, getting those good bites, you know, good hard
bites. I know. I'm ready. You know, this time of year, typically, after these first few cold fronts, especially when you get a good cold front in, you can start catching them on those little bitty spinner baits. And it's, you know, a lot of people don't understand it, and I don't really understand it either, but right now, I just made a couple of casts for shad out here. I'm catching some little bitty shad, but if you take a little small spinnerbait, like a similar to a beetle spin, you know, little bitty thing, chunk it out there and crank it just as fast as you can crank it early in the morning right after these fronts come in, those bigger bass will eat it up, and I don't know why.
Yeah.
I learned that on Rayburn years ago back in the 80s, and because I got my tail handed to me over there in a tournament, and it's like I'm throwing a buzz bait and getting short struck. This guy's with me throwing a little bitty spinner bait and wearing them out. It's like,
that's when you downsize. Okay. You bet you, man.
All right.
Fish dude, I got a roll, man. If somebody wants to call you, give them some info how they can reach you, Richard.
All right, Mickey, anyone get in touch with me at 936-661-7920. You can find me on Facebook. Just check out the Fish Dude's Guide Service. You can email me at admin@fishdudetx.com or just check out the webpage, fishdudetx.com.
All right, bud. Have a good weekend, Richard. See you, man.
Yes, sir. Y'all have fun.
All right, later. All right, let's hop down to Matagorda now. Let's check in with Captain Charlie Paradosky. Charlie P., good morning, bud.
Good morning.
Well, happy belated birthday.
Oh, my God, that stuff wore me out.
Saw where you gained another year on me yesterday.
My God.
Did you celebrate or did you try to forget about it?
No, I ran a trip yesterday morning and came back home and took the weekend off.
Yeah? You didn't have you a couple of Rebecca Creeks, did you?
I'm trying to cut back.
Oh, yeah. Well, I know. I understand.
I got to lose some weight, get some pressure off my knee. I got a left knee bothering me.
I've had a left knee bothering me for 40 years now, I guess. God, yeah. It gets old.
Sure
Man's
does.
Got to know his limitations.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Well, fishing's, you know, been good all week. Of course, it always is when you're on the upswing of the full moon like that. You know,
yeah, I saw y'all had a big old flounder yesterday.
It's 5 or 6 pound flounder.
That's a doormat.
Yeah.
I'd like to have a box of those.
Yeah. Yeah, the flounder giggers have been doing real well lately.
Yeah, how do you not?
Yeah. I don't know how many we got running down here now, but there's quite a few.
Yeah, I see that. See a lot of that.
Yeah. So, but anyway, I guess Tuesday and Wednesday were the best days. It kind of slowed down Thursday. We caught a lot of fish, but they got smaller. But you say that wind's back out of the southeast today, they'll probably do good. It got up pretty good out of the south yesterday, dirted everything up.
Yeah, it's still holding due south. Up in the top end is south, southeast, but everything is mostly 180 across the board.
Yeah. I'll tell you, it was nice and cool in the mornings with that north wind.
Oh, yeah.
Tuesday and Wednesday, G. Lee, it felt like October.
Well, this front we got coming down this weekend, I hope it'll reach the coast. And supposed to be a little cooler on some days next week, so that'd make it nice in the mornings.
Yes, sir. I'll take it. We've about had this hot weather for a while.
Yeah, we have.
You know?
But we got, we caught hell all spring and early summer with winds, but, boy, that calm down, that sure made it nice. Man, there was a lot of that just showed you how many fish you had when everybody was able to spread out and fish the areas they hadn't fished all year, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm finding them in places that I haven't fished in years now. They're making a good comeback.
Yes.
Our bays are full of fish over here, just like yours.
Yeah.
And you know, one
slowly
week,
growing up, they're getting a little better as time goes on. So.
Yeah. But there's still a lot of little fish around. Golly. That's
good. They're reproducing.
Yeah.
And we should have got some really good spawns off. I mean, we're not even knocking a dent in these fish with a 3-fish limit. So a lot of these fish, during spawning times, they're getting through. They're able to lay their eggs, and here we go. It's what you want.
Right. It was the right thing to do, getting that limit down like that.
It was.
I'm taking some of my best old meat haulers that could never get enough.
Right.
They don't care. They just want to go fishing now.
Yeah, it's just fun to fish.
Yeah. And like I've said before, it sure is nice putting them all in a bucket and carrying them up there and cleaning them.
Instead of having to lift them old heavy coolers up on a dock.
Yeah, buddy.
That might have something to do with knee and back trouble and all that. Throwing that big
I think
old
so.
150-quart coolers up on the dock full to the lid.
Hernias. I think I had two hernias back when I was in my upper 20s from trying to lift those 155-quart igloos full. Holy
Can you
cow.
Imagine what a giant Getty would, how heavy that would be with all those fish in it?
Oh, my God. Man, oh, man. Yeah. So, anyway, we're still trucking along.
Right.
I see our Astros lost last night.
They kept me up. I stayed with them to the bitter end. And when they brought McCullers in, I told my wife, I said, well, you can kiss this one goodbye.
Kiss that goodbye.
I mean, that guy's just a poor guy. Well.
Meatball.
Yeah. I wish we'd have still had Chazzy Fizz. We could have thrown him in there. He'd been more entertaining. I'd have had more hope with him than McCullers.
Yeah.
At least you expect to lose when you put him in. But
yeah.
No, he was the last pitcher in the bullpen.
Wow.
That's all we had left.
Well, we could always bring out McCormick.
Well, he's back in the minors now, so.
Oh, he is? Heavy.
Yeah, that's why we probably think Espada would have thrown him in there ahead of McCullers. That's what my wife said.
I would have.
Oh, man.
Well, we should have some good football today, and baseball if you want it. A lot of good stuff to watch on TV.
College ball and NFL
Pro
ball
tomorrow. Yeah.
U.S. Open Finals.
Good
what a
stuff
shocker.
Going on.
Sinner and Alcaraz in the finals. We all knew that was coming.
Yeah.
Before it ever started.
Yes, sir.
All right, brother. Well, hey, man. I hope you had a good birthday, Charlie. It's good to have you around for another year, man.
Well, I appreciate all the birthday wishes. There's no way to answer them all, and thank everybody.
You got it, brother. Well, Charlie, throw them out a number. Somebody wants to come down and hang out and fish with you.
713-725-2401.
All right, buddy. Charlie, have a good weekend and enjoy your sports and get back at it next week.
Take care, Mickey.
Thanks, Charlie. See you, man.
Yes, sir.
All right. It's time for a top of the hour break. You listen to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall, so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.